Testing in the House chamber, legislative day one.
Told him it's our goal to be in the gavel in 5 seconds.
House will come to order. Members-elect for the 2021 House of Representatives, please occupy the seats to which you have been assigned. Visitors, please repair to the lobbies and galleries. The acting sergeant-at-arms will clear the aisles and close the doors. Please be in order and silence all electronic devices. Welcome to those who are assembled here today and to all those who are watching or listening. Pursuant to law, you have assembled at this time and place for the convening of the regular 2021 biennial session of the General Assembly. I request that all members-elect and guests in the chamber who are able rise for the opening prayer, which will be offered by Representative Shepherd. Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Shepherd.
Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, God, we give thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We thank you for your protection and all that you do for each and every one of us every day. God, we pray a special prayer today for our nation. God, I pray that you would intervene and that we would do things in a way that would bring honor and glory to you. We pray today for this assembly, each member. I pray your hedge of protection around each person that's assembled here today. God, be with us, give us wisdom, guidance, and all that we do. God, we pray that you'll be with those that are suffering with COVID for this time. We pray healing in your name over them. We pray that you'll be with our healthcare workers and all of us that are working with these individuals. God, be with them and protect them. God, I pray that as we open this coming new year, that we see that our hope is only in Jesus Christ, and through you, we will make it through this pandemic and look forward to the future for our nation, our state, and our country. God, we thank you for all your blessings, and we tell us in Psalm 91 that no pestilence or any harm will come to us if we trust in you, our Savior and Lord. God, we ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Representative Bell will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. The Secretary of State, being the custodian of the North Carolina election returns, has deposited with the principal clerk for inclusion in the journal a complete certification of all members-elect as evidenced by the abstract of votes filed in that office under the hand and seal of the clerks of Superior Court of several counties of the state and the State Board of Elections. This will eliminate the necessity of individual filing of election credentials with the principal clerk. The names of persons so certified as being elected shall be called in numerical order by House District. As your name is called, please stand, answer present, and remain standing until the roll call is completed and the oath of office is administered. The acting reading clerk will now read the certifications of election.
First District, Edward C. Goodwin.
Present.
Second District, Larry Yarborough.
Here.
Third District, Steve Tyson.
Present.
Fourth District, Jimmy Dixon.
Here.
Fifth District, Howard Hunter.
Present.
Sixth District, Bobby Hennig.
Present.
Seventh District, Matthew Winslow.
Present.
Eighth District, Candy Smith.
Present.
Ninth District, Brian Farkas.
Present.
Tenth District, John Bell.
Present.
11th District, Allison Dahl. 12th District, Chris Humphrey. 13th District, Patricia McElrath. 14th District, George Cleveland. 15th District, Philip Shepherd. 16th District, Carson Smith. 17th District, Frank Eiler. 18th District, Deb Butler. 19th District, Charlie Miller. 20th District, T. Ted Davis.
Here.
21st District, Raymond E. Smith.
Here.
22nd District, William Brisson.
Here.
23rd District, Shelley Willingham.
Here.
24th District, Linda Suggs.
Here.
25th District, James Gilliard.
Present.
26th District, Donna White. 27th District, Michael Ray.
Present.
28th District, Larry Strickland.
Present.
29th District, Renata Alston.
Present.
13th District, Marcia Morey.
Present.
31st District, Jack Hawkins.
Present.
32nd District, Terry Garrison.
Present.
33rd District, Rosa Gill. 34th District, Greer Martin.
Present.
35th District, Terrence Everett. 36th District, pending. 37th District, Erwin Perret. 38th District, Abe Jones.
Present.
39th District, Darren Jackson. 14th District, Joe John. 41st District, Gail Adcock. 42nd District, Marvin Lucas. 43rd District, Diane Wheatley. 44th District, Billy Richardson. 45th District, John Zoka. 46th District, Brenda Jones. 47th District, Charles Graham. 48th District, Garland Pierce.
Here.
49th District, Cynthia Ball. 50th District, Greg Meyer. 51st District, John Sauls. 52nd District, James Bowles. 53rd District, Howard Penny. 54th District, Robert Reeves. 55th District, Mark Brody. 56th District, Roy Insko. 57th District, Austin Clemens. 58th District, Amos Quick. 59th District, John Hardister. 60th District, Cecil Brockman. 61st District, Mary Harrison. 62nd District, John Faircloth. 63rd District, Ricky Redondo. 64th District, Dennis Rydell. 65th District, Jerry Carter. 66th District, Ben Moss. 67th District, Wayne Surrett Sasser. 68th District, David Willis. 69th District, Dean Arp. 70th District, Pat Hurley. 71st District, Evelyn Terry. 72nd District, Amber Baker. 73rd District, Lee Zachary. 74th District, Jeff Zinger. 75th District, Donnie Lambeth. 76th District, Harry Warren. 77th District, Julia Howard. 78th District, Alan McNeil. 79th District, Keith Rydell Kidwell.
Present.
80th District, Sam Wadford.
Present.
81st District, Larry Potts.
Present.
82nd District, Christian Baker.
Present.
83rd District, Larry Pittman. 84th District, Jeffrey McNeely.
Present.
85th District, Dudley Green.
Present.
86th District, Hugh Blackwell.
Present.
87th District, Dustin Hall.
Present.
88th District, Mary Belk. 89th District, Mitchell Setzer.
Present.
90th District, Sarah Stevens. 91st District, Kyle Hall. 96th District, Terry Brown. 93rd District, Ray Pickett. 94th District, Jeffrey Elmore. 95th District, Gray Mills. 96th District, Jay Adams. 97th District, Jason Sane. 98th District, John Bradford. 99th District, Nasif Majid. 100th District, John Autry. 101st District, Carolyn Logan. 102nd District, Becky Carney. 103rd District, Rachel Hunt. 104th District, Brandon Lofton. 105th District, Wesley Harris. 106th District, Carla Cunningham. 107th District, Kelly Alexander. 108th District, John Tolbert. 109th District, Dana Baumgartner. 110th District, Kelly Hastings. 111th District, Tim Moore. 120th District, David Rogers. 113th District, Jake Johnson. 114th District, Susan Fisher. 115th District, John Ager. 116th District, Brian Turner. 117th District, Tim Moffitt. 118th District, Mark Pless. 119th District, Mike Clampett. 120th District, Carl Gillespie. Department of State, Secretary of State. I, Elaine F. Marshall, Secretary of State of the State of North Carolina, do hereby certify that the State Board of Elections met Tuesday, the 24th day of November, A.D. 2020, in accordance with Chapter 163 of the General Statutes of North Carolina, at which time the Board did open, canvass, and judicially determine the returns of votes cast in the election held on Tuesday, November the 3rd, 2020, and on November 30th, 2020, administratively dismissed the protest to the election pursuant to Rule 08, NCAC 02.0114, following which the Wake County Board of Elections certified to me that Julie Von Hafen was duly elected as a member of the House of Representatives for the 36th District of North Carolina for the General Assembly 2021. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affixed the official seal, done in office at Raleigh this second day of January 2nd, 2021, Elaine Marshall, Secretary of State.
The chair notes that District 36 is present, as well as District 107th, Kelly Alexander. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House. The chair notes the receipt of a letter of resignation from Representative Darren Jackson on January 6th. The clerk will read a proclamation from the governor.
State of North Carolina, Roy Cooper, Governor, the appointment of James Robertson, 2021-2022, by the Governor of the State of North Carolina. A proclamation, whereas Representative Darren Jackson, elected representative of the House District 39, 2021-2022, General Assembly, resigned effectively January 6, 2021, and whereas The provisions of NC General Statutes 163-11 require that the vacancy created by the resignation of Representative Darren Jackson be filled by appointment of the person recommended by the House District 39 Executive Committee of the North Carolina Democratic Party. And whereas the House District 39 Executive Committee has notified me of this recommendation of James Robertson of Wake County, North Carolina, to fill the unexpired term, I do, by these presents, appoint James Robertson as a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives 2021-2022 General Assembly. In witness whereof, I have hereunto signed and named and fixed the seal, great seal of the state of North Carolina at the capital in the city of Raleigh, this 11th day of January in the year of our Lord, 2021, and of the independence of the United States of America, 245th. Roy Cooper, Governor.
Representative Robertson will occupy seat 106. The chair declares a quorum present. The oath of office will be administered by Chief Justice Paul M. Newby, North Carolina Supreme Court. Mr. Chief Justice, you are recognized.
All of our constitutions since 1776 require the taking of an oath to enter into public service. At this time, if you will place your left hand on your Bibles and raise your right hand. I will read the whole oath, and at the end I will ask you to respond, I do or I do so help me God. Do you solemnly and sincerely swear that you'll support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you'll endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God? And do you swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of your office as a member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God? Congratulations. Thank you for your willingness to serve our state.
Members of the 155th session, congratulations. Please now be seated. Now that you have been seated as members of the House of Representatives, the first order of business is the election of a speaker from your membership. I will now detail the voting process. In the absence of adopted rules, the House is governed by usage, custom, and precedent, and the general parliamentary law. The best evidence of what are the established usages and customs are the rules as last in effect. It has not been the custom of the House of Representatives to allow members to pass on a roll call vote. The election of Speaker requires a majority of the members present and voting. An answer of present at the time your name is called is not a vote. No member may vote unless the member is in the chamber when the question is put to the body. With that, I declare the floor open to nominations for Speaker of the House of Representatives. For what purpose does the gentleman from Lee, Representative Saul, seek recognition?
I rise to place the name of Representative Tim Moore of Cleveland County before the House of Representatives as a nominee for Speaker of the House of Representatives.
The member has the floor. You may approach the well of the House and proceed.
That went before me, to say that their class is the best. Well, the other four were wrong. The class that produced Representative Tim Moore, Congressman Patrick McHenry, Becky Carney, Bill Daltridge, ended up Secretary of Administration. If you want to argue with me after this, I'd be glad to talk with you. But I also want to say that I've served under three speakers. All of them were very good at what they did in administering as the speaker's office, but none have done it any better, in my opinion, than Speaker Tim Moore. I also want to thank him because he, of the three that I served under, he's the only one that I didn't stay here till 5 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning. So I appreciate him being respective of our time and our time at home. We have one kind of problem, the speaker and myself. We both have an addiction to buying automobiles. One of us can afford it and one of us can't. I'll let you figure that out. But I want to say this. I believe with all my heart, and the evidence, if you've served here before with the speaker, as speaker, he genuinely cares about every single member of this General Assembly, regardless of party. I've seen him do nothing but be very patient and kind to everyone, giving everyone a voice in this General Assembly. And because of that, I ask your vote for Speaker Tim Moore to be Speaker of this session. Thank you very much.
For what purpose does the gentlelady from Carteret, Representative McElrath, seek recognition?
I rise to second the nomination of the member from Cleveland County, Representative Tim Moore, as the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
The member has the floor. You may approach the well of the House and proceed.
Thank you. It's great seeing all of you. It was an honor when I got asked to second this nomination. Tim Moore has been in the House, I think, a couple of years longer than I have, so we've been here a long time together. I have never seen anyone who reaches across the aisle more than he. I am honored to second this nomination. Our country in 2020 has been through so much. We, as American citizens, need to unify. We need to come together as Americans. I can't see anyone in the speaker position doing that better than Tim Moore. He will bring us together. He is fair with committees, make sure everyone gets a chance to participate. And I'd like to second the nomination for Tim Moore for Speaker of this North Carolina House.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, seek recognition?
To debate the nomination for Speaker, Mr. Clerk.
The member is recognized to speak to the nomination.
Thank you very much. I would agree with Representative McElrath. The one thing that I think is clear to all of us that serve in office today is that the events of the last couple of weeks have made one thing clear, that we've got to come together, that we've got to come together as a nation, as a state, and as communities. The other thing that has been made abundantly clear by these events is that that's got to start here. We've got to start by recognizing the will of the people. We've got to start by recognizing that all voices matter. No matter what our results, what our differences, that all voices should matter and all voices should have an opportunity to be heard. The people of the state of North Carolina have spoken, and congratulations to the majority party for winning a couple of seats this year. But having that majority, I think, also gives you the earned right to choose nominee for speaker. And what we would let you know today is that House Democrats, we still stand for the same things we've stood for all these years. We stand for good jobs, good opportunities for people, bigger paychecks, great health care access, great education, and making North Carolina what it is and what it can continue to be, and to continue to make it greater. But we also recognize that to achieve this, that takes all 120 of us. And that part of achieving this is recognizing that we do this together as a group and as a unit. As a result of that, we would inform you that the House Democrats do support the House Republicans nominee for Speaker. We do believe that this is our first step, that together we can do what is most important for the citizens of North Carolina. And more importantly, we believe that all of us recognize one thing in particular. We have an awesome opportunity this year, above all others, to, for one of the few times in our history, we can all agree that people want our government to act, and they want our government to be there for them. And we've got the opportunity together to figure out that path forward and how to make that happen and how to give the best result for all of the citizens of North Carolina. They don't want to hear us bickering this year. They don't want to hear us fighting. They don't want to hear disagreements that have to do with partisan disagreements, but they want to hear disagreements, true civil discourse, and disagreements about the best way that we can send North Carolina forward, not based on the letters behind our names, but the thoughts behind our hearts and the will of our constituents, which are all separate. All 120 of us represent unique areas in this state. Let those voices be heard. But let us all be heard in unison as telling people going forward from this day for this session that we are united in making North Carolina better, that we are united in stopping the partisan bickering, stopping the unnecessary fighting, and we are united in making sure that this House truly represents the people. And so therefore, we do support your nominee for Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, seek recognition?
For request, Mr. Clerk, I would ask that the remarks of Leader Reeves be spread across the journal, please.
Members, is there objection to spreading the remarks upon the journal? If not, so ordered. Are there further nominations from the floor? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Destin Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Clerk, I move that nominations be closed and that Representative Moore be elected Speaker of the House of Representatives by acclamation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, I declare the floor closed to further nominations. As required by the North Carolina Constitution, Article 6, Section 5, all elections of the General Assembly shall be viva voce. Members, the question before the House is the election of the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Those in favor of the election of Representative Tim Moore as Speaker will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the chair declares Representative Moore duly elected as Speaker of the 2021 House of Representatives by acclamation. The oath of Speaker of the House of Representatives will be administered to Speaker Moore by Chief Justice Paul M. Newby, North Carolina Supreme Court.
Left hand on the Bible and raising your right hand. Do you, Tim Moore, solemnly and sincerely swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you'll endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your ability, so help you God? And you swear that you'll well and truly execute the duties of your office as Speaker of the North Carolina House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, According to law, so help you God.
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you all. Well, good afternoon. For those who are returning, this is a little different type of opening day than we normally have. Normally, we're able to have our families with us on the floor. The galleries would be packed to the gill, and it would be an opportunity to have more of the folks who play a part of our lives as members with us today. Like you, I wish that we could have done that, but we know our present circumstances with COVID just don't render that safe and practical this day. But we do know that we do have a lot of family, of course, in the gallery who are here with us. We have a few that we fit in a few places on the floor for our new members, and I want to personally welcome all of you with us here today. And I know a lot of folks are watching at home right now with for the first time in the history of the North Carolina House, our sessions are being live streamed and can be seen from all corners of the globe, all corners of the state, and are being broadcast on television as well as on the internet. So we are probably the most transparent that in the history of this North Carolina General Assembly. I want to welcome each of you to a new session of the North Carolina House. And I want to thank the comments of the House Minority Leader. Appreciate those comments and agree with the gentleman's sentiment. And want to thank and appreciate the comments also from everyone on both parties. You know, it's a tremendous honor to accept this nomination to serve as Speaker for a fourth time. When I ran in 2002, I thought I was going to serve for three terms. I think I've gone past that just a little bit. And so serving four terms as a speaker was not something that I had ever intended to do, but it is indeed a high honor, and it is an opportunity that I very much appreciate. You know, today also marks a new beginning for North Carolina. And I am going to be brief because I do want us to move on with the business at hand. But right now, our nation and our state faces a lot of uncertainty and a lot of challenges that no one in our lifetimes has had to deal with. Folks are suffering in what's a health care crisis and what is also an economic crisis. You know, our hearts are heavy with every person who is hurting today. But, you know, the United States and North Carolina has tackled tough times before. And one thing I always know is that our state and our nation has always been that shining city on a hill. It is a guide for how things can be done, for how things should be done. And it's because of the people of this state and of this nation. I know that North Carolina is ready to lead the way forward as we emerge through COVID, as we move through a lot of this other strife that we've had. And I know that all of us as North Carolinians and Americans, that we hope the best for everyone. Those who are with us today, those yet to come. What I can tell you for those who are watching and looking to this General Assembly to deal with many of the pressing issues of the day, know that we are going to be going to work on all these issues. We're going to build on a lot of great work we did these last few sessions and this last session on the COVID legislation. I couldn't be more proud of the fact that the last COVID legislation we passed last year passed entirely unanimously. I mean, it's hard to get a group of us to agree on much of anything. But to pass something that significant unanimously says a lot, and it shows the potential of this General Assembly and of this state. We want to make sure that the folks of this state know that they can count on the leadership in this General Assembly, from the mountains to the coast, from the cities to the country, Republican, Democrat, everything, that we're all committed to seeing that North Carolina move forward. We know as legislators we have to serve the people first, from families who are struggling to deal with financial issues, from parents who are wondering what is going to become of their children and their education, the fact that so many kids right now are not in school, and what do we do to make sure no children get left behind this year. We have to help folks every day who are calling asking for help. To the new members, you're going to learn very quickly about things such as unemployment claims, everything that you may have never dealt with before, because people will call you because they need someone, they need that person to help them navigate the bureaucracy. And as members of the House, we are the closest to the people. We're the ones that folks turn to when they need help. While that's a job, that's also a high honor. every one of you have, and those who are new will have, an opportunity to help someone in this state in a meaningful way. And at the end of the day, I submit to you, that'll be the things that you care about most when you look back at your time in serving in the House. You know, we want to listen to the taxpayers who want to make sure that we're not taking too much of their income and that we're spending it wisely in ways that make sense. And we can trust the folks in this state to know how to manage their affairs if we create the right environment. North Carolinians want us to put partisan politics aside and create a state government and build on a state government that attracts success, that allows us to continue doing the great things we're doing. And you know what? We've done that. And we're going to continue to build on that. And we've turned a corner towards stronger growth. North Carolina was just on a solid trajectory up until COVID. But if you look at where states are in terms of COVID, we've actually weathered it better than most states. I talk with a lot of my colleagues around the nation, other speakers of the House, who are in states that are dealing with multi-billion dollar deficits because they simply have not made the tough choices for years to come. In North Carolina, we can hold our heads high and say, we've made the choices and we are in the situation where our state is sovereign, where we're not having to shut down, where we're able to keep providing those essential services and at the same time do so in a way that allows an efficiently run government. You know, we dealt with those financial problems head on, and it's paid dividends for us to weather the toughest challenges that we've had. We're, of course, dealing with COVID. We've had hurricanes. We've had other challenges. And North Carolina, every time has risen to the challenge. I know that we're going to continue to do that. I know that we're going to continue to make investments in education, in expanding rural broadband, being committed to a system of government that represents justice for all North Carolinians. We each know that each person is created equal with the same rights, and it is our duty to ensure that everyone's rights are, in fact, protected. You know, this body, this House chamber, is the forum for spirited debate about freedoms guaranteed for every North Carolinian. We certainly had a spirited election throughout the state, from Manio to Murphy. Every one of you are here, came here because you fought hard, you campaigned hard, and the voters of your district elected you. You have that job, you have that honor, you have that responsibility. And everyone in this chamber respects each other for that. Our citizens deserve leadership that fulfills the promise of North Carolina's constitutional preamble, which calls, quote, for the better government of this state. And I want to thank each and every one of you for answering that call. I pledge to continue to work with both folks on both sides of the aisle, from the mountains to the coast, to try to find solutions to our toughest challenges, because I know some of the greatest ideas to the day's issues are going to come from those of you sitting in these seats in this room right now. We are truly blessed to be in a state that has such a rich culture and a natural beauty, and is now stronger than ever. It's a special place like any other. And all of us have chosen to live here because we know it is indeed the greatest state in this nation. I would simply ask that our work here leave the same positive impact on this land that it has made on all of us. May God continue to bless this great state and this great nation. Thank you. Now let's get to work. Petitions, memorials, papers addressed to the House of General Assembly. The clerk will read.
Election protest form submitted by Kim Coley. Appeal of the decision of Wake Board of Election dismissing protest filed by Kim Coley.
The House Principal Clerk has received papers purporting to initiate a contested election. It is the opinion of the chair that this filing is fatally flawed procedurally because it does not comply with General Statute Section 120-10.3 and General Assembly Section 120-10.5. I ask that the chamber, by unanimous consent, agree to dismiss this filing because of these flaws and have it placed on file with the clerk's office. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The next order of business is the adoption of temporary rules for the House. The member from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized. Mr. Speaker, I have placed a resolution with the clerk for consideration by the body.
The clerk will file the resolution and assign a number. House Resolution 1, the clerk will read.
Representative Dustin Hall, House Resolution 1, adopting the temporary rules of the House of Representatives for the 2021 regular session. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Representative Hall is recognized to debate the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, I want to start off by presenting the House temporary rules with a thank you to our central staff who spent a lot of time over the past few weeks, and especially the past few days, trying to get these temporary rules together that you see before you today. During the uncharted times that COVID-19 has presented us with, I appreciate their work that go into these rules in such a manner that allow us to conduct the business of our state while taking into consideration the limitations caused by this global pandemic. As for the rules themselves, most of them, as is customary, are what we had during the last session. However, there are some changes, and probably the most significant change in these rules is 58.1, which deals with an emergency session. Of course, we didn't have such a rule in our last set of rules in the last biennium because we hadn't dealt with a global pandemic in any of our lifetimes. And so this section will deal with that and allow us to more smoothly and efficiently get our state's business done while hopefully trying to keep all of us in this body as safe as we possibly can be. As for dates, I want to highlight just a few of the important dates real quick. Crossover is going to be May 13th in these. Bills that are non-finance or non-appropriations must be submitted by March 24th and introduced by April 20th. Bills that are finance and appropriations must be submitted by March 31 and introduced by April 27th. Members, I'll close by just simply reminding everyone that today is a celebration. Our families are here, and these rules are temporary. And my commitment to the body is to continue to work with the minority leader and all members of this body to come to at least as much consensus as we can on a permanent set of rules. And in fact, Leader Reeves and I have a meeting later on today to talk about the set of permanent rules. So members, I ask for your support on these House temporary rules.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Chatham, Representative Reeves, rise.
To debate the resolution, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Meeting, what are you talking about? I was just joking. I would say thank you very much, Mr. Rules Chair. He has worked tirelessly to work with us to try to fix some of the things in the rule. When I say fix, of course, to try to come to a compromise about some of the things that we may disagree with. Some of the issues that we may have with the rules are the same issues that we had last biennium. But I would say that Representative Chairman Hall has gone through a yeoman's effort to try to meet us halfway and work on compromise. We will be meeting again today. We had a chance to meet this morning, had a chance to talk last night. And so I think there have been some efforts, and we would remind all the body that these are temporary rules and that we are trying to do what we can. Obviously, we still want to address COVID protocols. We still want to address transparency. And that's a fine balance to try to figure out. And I would commend the Rules Chair for all the efforts and Mr. Speaker for the efforts that you've made to try to figure out how to strike that balance. We'll continue to work with you. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of House Resolution 1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution having passed, it is ordered adopted and ordered printed. Next item of business is the election of a speaker pro tempore from the membership. I now declare the floor open to nominations for the office of speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives. For what purpose the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to place the name of Representative Sarah Stevens of Surrey County before the House as nominee for Speaker pro tempore.
Member from Wayne County, Representative Bell, is recognized to speak to the nomination from the well of the House.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I stand before you today to nominate Representative Sarah Stevens to serve as our Speaker pro tem. Representative Stevens has served as our Speaker pro tempore for the last two terms. She is a well-respected member of this body and has worked in a bipartisan manner to better our state. I ask that you join me in supporting her nomination. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sain, rise?
I rise to second the nomination of the member from Surrey County, Representative Sarah Stevens, as the Speaker pro tempore.
Gentlemen, say recognize. The gentleman is authorized to approach the well of the House and to speak to the second of the nomination.
Mr. Speaker, my fellow members of the House, I am honored to second the nomination of my friend, Representative Sarah Stevens, who has always served her constituents and this body well. While under normal circumstances, I would expand on the many attributes and qualifications of Representative Stevens. However, today we must make haste. I will just conclude with a message to our newest members of both parties who may not have yet had the pleasure of getting to know Representative Stevens. She will serve you well in the capacity of Speaker pro tempore. But more importantly, you can have no better friend than Sarah. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Are there further nominations? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that nominations be closed and that Representative Sarah Stevens be elected Speaker pro tempore by acclamation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, I declare the floor closed to further nominations. The question for the House is the election of a Speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives. Those in favor of the election of Representative Sarah Stevens as Speaker pro tempore will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the Chair declares that Representative Stevens is duly elected as Speaker pro tempore of the 2021 House of Representatives by acclamation. Madam Speaker pro tem, please approach the well of the House.
Placing your left hand on the Bible, raising your right hand. Do you, Sarah Stevens, solemnly and sincerely swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, that you'll endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God. And you swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of your office as Speaker pro tempore of the North Carolina House of Representatives according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God.
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you for your service.
The lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, members, for your support again this year. I have been honored to do this for the last two terms, and I've used it as an opportunity to make some very, very wonderful relationships with people, and it has been amazing. One of my biggest controversies in terms of taking my opening day speech was to talk about getting to know something about the members here you didn't otherwise know. For those of you who missed that comment, we know that one former member of our body, who's now a state elected official, has six-pack abs. I did not warn him that I was going to make that statement, but I made it. Now, what that did is bring me another relationship on the other side of the aisle. There's a member over there who, I can even call him out, but told me that he was going to also have six-pack abs, and he would provide me proof by Christmas. 13 months ago, Zach Hawkins promised me pictures of six-pack abs, and I have yet to receive them. So, we're going to see if Zach can fulfill his promises throughout the rest of this year. I will be very brief. It has been such an honor to be the Speaker pro tem. It has given me the opportunity to work very closely with the freshmen, and I certainly invite the freshmen on the Democrat side as well, to help you get acclimated, to become the best person that you can be. And as I thought about what I would say, because we want to be so brief and so quick here, I think about the advice I gave my children as they were growing up. It doesn't cost anything to be nice, to be kind, to listen to others. You don't have to agree with everything they say, but it's okay to listen. And the comment that you can make in the end when you are through listening is, and we can agree to disagree. And I think that's something we all need to remember, that we can agree to disagree, but that doesn't mean we don't have to listen. So I'm hoping that we are, based on the tone of today, having a kinder, gentler General Assembly. We are so much more alike than we are different, and we need to remember that. So thank you for this opportunity, and I look forward to serving.
The next item of business is the election of a principal clerk. I declare the floor open to nominations for principal clerk of the House of Representatives. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to place the name of James White before the House as nominee for House principal clerk.
The nomination is before the body. The member has the floor and may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I proudly stand before you today to nominate Mr. James White to continue serving as our House Principal Clerk. Mr. White has worked in a bipartisan manner to make sure that the administrative duties of this body are handled. He and his team do an outstanding job serving each and every one of us. I ask that you join me in supporting his nomination. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and that's the second nomination.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to the second of the nomination.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and I would say the same, that Mr. White has gone through all kinds of efforts to make sure they supports every member of this body equally, without favor. We've appreciated that the entire time, and we appreciate the professionalism and appreciate the ability to follow an absolute legend in Denise Weeks and still be able to do a great job. So thank you, and we're looking forward to your vote being elected.
Are there further nominations? Hearing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the nominations be closed and that James White be elected principal clerk by acclamation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, I declare the floor is closed to further nominations. The question before the House is the election of James White as principal clerk of the House of Representatives. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The chair declares that James White is duly elected as principal clerk of the 2021 House of Representatives by acclamation. Mr. White, please approach the dais.
Pursuant to General Statute 120-5, the Speaker of the House of Representatives is authorized to administer oaths for all officers of the House. Members of the court decided to forego remarks this year, but asked the chair to convey to the body that his sincere gratitude for the honor to continue service to the body, and at this time we would administer the oath of office. You place your left hand in your Bible, raise your right. Do you, James White, solemnly and sincerely swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina, and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you will endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God, and that you will well and truly execute the duties of the office of principal clerk of the North Carolina House of Representatives to the best of your skill and ability according to law, so help you God.
I do, so help me God.
Congratulations.
The next item of business is the appointment of officers. Pursuant to House Rule 45, the Speaker appoints Larry Elliott to serve as the Sergeant-at-Arms for the 2021 session of the House of Representatives. Mr. Elliott, please approach the dais.
You would place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right. Do you, Larry Elliott, solemnly and sincerely swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States, that you will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that you will endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge and ability, so help you God, and do you swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of the office of Sergeant of Arms of North Carolina House of Representatives, according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God.
So help my God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pursuant to House Rule 45, the Speaker appoints Reggie Seals to serve as the reading clerk for the 2021 session of the House of Representatives. Congratulations, Mr. Seals. I do want to take a moment. I mentioned our guest today, but I would like to formally extend the courtesies of the gallery and to the floor for the family members who are here with us today, of all members of the House. I would ask those family members to please stand. I would ask all of us to please give them the proper applause and thanks that they need as well. If you were a family member, please stand so we can welcome you. Gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand before you to recognize the Republican Caucus leadership, and the Republican Caucus stands ready to conduct business of the House of Representatives. The following members have been elected to Caucus leadership: Majority Leader, Representative John Bell; Deputy Majority Leader, Representative Brendan Jones; Majority Whip, Representative John Hardister. Deputy Whips include Representative Bobby Hanning, Representative Keith Kidwell, Representative Jamie Bowles, Representative Pat McElrath. Conference Chair, Representative John Zoka. Deputy Conference Chairs include Representative Jason Sane, Representative Tim Moffitt, Representative Matthew Winslow. Joint Caucus Liaison, Representative Pat Hurley. New Member Leader, Representative David Willis. And new member whip, Representative Ben Moss. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Noted. The gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, is recognized for an announcement as well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And we also would like to recognize the elected leadership of the House Democratic Caucus, starting with yours truly as Minority Leader, and then Gail Adcock, Deputy Minority Leader, Deb Butler, House Whip, Susan Fisher, House Whip, Amos Quick, House Whip, Raymond Smith, House Whip, and Freshman Caucus Co-Chairs, Vernetta Alston and Terry Brown. Thank you.
Noted. Members, the Chair is about to announce several committee chair appointments. We'll tell you that full committee appointments and vice chairs will be announced on a later date, but given some of the pressing business that the General Assembly is going to have to act upon as we come back at the end of this month, I want to go ahead and make some of the appointments as to the chairs of the committees. And so at this time, I'm going to ask the clerk to read the appointments of the various committee chairs.
Agriculture, Representative Dixon, Senior Chair. Representative McNeely.
Reggie, could you suspend just a moment? Apologize. Also, I need to announce that the 2021 House of Representatives now being organized and ready to proceed with public business. The chair orders a special message be sent to the Senate, so advising that honorable body. Now, at this time, the gentleman would please read the committee appointments.
Agriculture, Representative Dixon, Senior Chair. Representative McNeely. Alcohol Beverage Control, Representative Moffitt. Appropriations, Representative Lambert, Senior Chair. Representative Sane, Senior Chair. Representative Arp, Senior Chair. Representative Brisson, Representative Bumgartner, Representative Elmore, Representative Faircloth, Representative Hall, Representative Strickland, Appropriations, Representative Dixon, Senior Chair, Representative Goodwin, Representative McElrath, Appropriation Capital, Representative Hastings, Appropriations Education, Representative Hardister, Representative Torbett, Representative Hurley, Appropriations General Government, Representative Cleveland, Representative Rydell, Appropriations Health and Human Services, Representative Potts, Representative Sasser, Representative White, Representative Kristen Baker, Appropriations IT, Representative Johnson, Appropriations JPS, Representative Bowles, Senior Chair, Representative McNeil, Representative Candace Smith, Appropriations Transportation, Representative Jones, Senior Chair, Representative Eiler, Representative Shepherd, Banking, Representative Kidwell, Commerce, Representative Sauls, Education Community Colleges, Representative Hurley, Education K-12, Representative Blackwell, Representative Torbett, Education University, Representative Hardister, Election Laws and Campaign Finance, Representative Mills, Emergency and Public Utilities, Representative Arp, Representative Zoka, Environment, Representative McElrath, Representative Yarborough, Ethics, Representative Sauls, Representative Ray, Families, Children, and Aging Policy, Representative Carter, Representative Hunter, Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs, Representative Clampett, Representative Graham, Finance, Representative Howard, Senior Chair, Representative Setzer, Senior Chair, Representative Zoka, Senior Chair, Representative Bradford, Senior Chair, Representative Kidwell, Representative Ray, Health, Representative Lambeth, Representative Potts, Representative Sasser, Representative White, Representative Christian Baker, Homeland Security, Military and Veteran Affairs, Representative Goodwin, Insurance, Representative Hurley, Judiciary 1, Representative Davis, Judiciary 2, Representative Stevens, Representative Richardson, Judiciary 3, Representative Zachary, Representative Rogers, Judiciary 4, Representative Blackwell, Local Government, Land Use, Planning and Development, Representative Brody, Local Government, Representative Hennig, Representative Watford, Marine Resources and Aquaculture, Representative Hennig, Pensions and Retirement, Representative McNeil, Redistricting, Representative Dustin Hall, Regulatory Reform, Representative Rydell, Rules, Representative Dustin Hall, State Government, Representative Torbett, State Personnel, Representative Warren, Transportation, Representative Jones, Representative Eiler, Representative Shepherd, UNC Nominations, Representative Hastings, Wildlife Resources, Representative Adams, and Representative Yarborough.
And members, this year, as opposed to having members approach to receive the gavel, as you can see, those are being distributed by our staff at this time in order to try to maintain the distancing. Per usual, the House is waiting on the Senate. So we will be receiving a message momentarily. I just thought it's something that a body of 120 was organized more quickly than a body of 50. For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
Moment of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized. Speak to a point of personal privilege.
Announcement, one or the other. But also we have a very important election this morning that we had. Another outstanding caucus in our General Assembly, that's the Caucus of Legislative Black Caucus. We were delighted to elect Representative Kelly Cunningham, Brother Kelly Alexander is our new president. We look forward to working with him on the issues that affect the minority community as a whole. So, Mr. Alexander, thank you. If you would give him the privilege, Mr. Speaker, to announce the other folks in the House that are also members of the Legislative Black Caucus that was elected this morning.
Thank you. Gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thursday, January 13th, 1944, 1 p.m., my father, James Adams, was a bombardier navigator in a B-25 Mitchell on a mission to bomb an enemy airfield near Rome, Italy. He was peering through the Norden bomb site as he released the bombs over the target. His left hand rested on the lever that controlled the bomb bay doors. As he moved to close the doors, the plane gave a violent shudder and his earphones were filled with static. He instinctively checked his watch. It was 1 o'clock. The plane was crippled but airworthy. It took about 15 minutes for German fighters to overtake them and finish them off. Dad bailed out near Avezzano, Italy, and was immediately captured. He spent the next 16 months in captivity at Stalag Luft 1 in northern Germany, about a mile from the Baltic Sea. I grew up with a father that suffered from PTSD. It was untreated. We thought it was from his prison camp experience. It wasn't. In May 1972, when I graduated from the Citadel and was leaving to move to Arizona, my father came to my car window and said, "Son, you know those 16 months I spent in a German prison camp? In a way, they were some of the best months of my life. I simply didn't know what to make of that." "So you mean when it's over?" He replied, "That's part of it. You'll figure it out," and walked to his car. It took me a long time to fully understand what he meant. As years passed, Dad started to have reunions with his POW buddies. Their meetings were filled with laughter. Simultaneously, I was attending reunions with my Citadel buddies. I began to understand what Dad was saying. The uncertainty, the stress, the fear of personal failure, the totality of his experience crushed the spirits of some, but those that kept their faith and determination came through the experience with bonds of friendship that are truly unique. I submit to you that the experience of what we're doing here, while not as threatening as those experiences, are similar. We face challenges together. We face uncertainty. We make promises that we may not be able to keep. We sacrifice time with our families. We may disagree intensely on how we proceed. We bear the responsibility for making decisions that affect 10 million people. We bear it together. But in the end, when we have left this political realm, we will be bound by our experiences in a way that only we fully appreciate. My father always said, it was the 13th hour of the 13th day of the 13th month. I'm just glad it was Thursday. Dad never lost his sense of humor. He lost his freedom, and his freedom was more important than his life. But my father never lost his spirit. He was a captive, but he was never a victim. Artifacts from the past are important. This Bible that I hold, this New Testament, has an inscription. It was sent to my father from his sister. He received it on January 10th, 1944, just in time for that last flight and the ordeal that he faced. He returned home to his parents on July 5th, 1945. His 25th birthday. Thank you.
Members, we also have a number of you. I think the staff wasn't able to get all the gavels distributed. Reggie went a little fast for them there. And so there'll be those there, and there'll also be a release of all those committees and the chairmanships after session this afternoon, so it'll be on there. For what purpose, gentleman from Lee, Representative Sauls, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
I want to thank everyone that reached out to me during the passing of my brother. It meant so much, the cards and emails, and and he's going to be sorely missed. And so I just want you to keep his two sons. They lost her mother when she was 52, 17 years ago. Now they've lost her father. So I would ask that you remember Jay and Daniel in your prayers. Thank you.
Sir. For what purpose the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Simply wanted to share with the members, the officers that were elected for the Legislative Black Caucus. First Vice Chair, Senator Gladys Robinson, Second Vice Chair, Representative James Galliard, Secretary, Senator Natalie Murdoch, Treasurer, Representative Candy Smith, Parliamentarian, Representative Raymond Smith, Chaplain, Representative Amos Quick, and Sergeant-at-Arms, Senator Mujiba Muhammad.
If you would, Representative Alexander, turn that information into the clerk. Receive that, please. Thank you. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House of the General Assembly, the clerk will read.
A resolution expressing Orange County's support for reparation for Black African Americans.
Noted. Members, the chair is about to put the House in at ease. We are awaiting a resolution from the Senate that will need to be adopted before we can conclude our business today. So the rules chair is checking to see what the schedule is. Before we go at ease, the chair is going to ask, are there any other additional notices or announcements? For what purpose the gentleman from Chihuahua, Representative Goodwin, rise?
I rise today to pay tribute to my mother. She's still alive, but she was 96 on Monday, January 11th. And thank God that I'm so fortunate that I still have my mother.
For what purpose the lady from Pitt, Representative Smith, rise?
On a personal privilege,
side has four.
I would like to pay tribute to the members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, celebrating 108 years today. So I would like to say congratulations and keep doing all of the community service. And we have members, Representative Evelyn Terry, and myself in the House. Thank you so much.
Members, the chair is going to declare that the House shall stand at ease.
following party officers: Senator Kathy Harrington, Majority Leader; Senator Tom McInnes, Majority Whip; Senator Jim Perry, Majority Whip; Senator Carl Ford, Republican Joint Caucus Leader; Senator Daniel T. Blue, Minority Leader; Senator Jay Charter, Minority Whip; Senator Valerie Fauci, Minority Caucus Chair; Senator Robert Clark, Minority Caucus Secretary. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk.
Noted. Additional special message from the Senate, Corporal Reed.
Senate Joint Resolution 2, first edition, a joint resolution adjourning the 2021 regular session of the General Assembly to a date certain as provided by law.
Pursuant to Rule 32, the resolution is added to today's calendar for immediate consideration. Senate Joint Resolution 2, Corporal Reed.
Senator Raven, Senate Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution adjourning the 2021 regular session of the General Assembly to a date certain as provided by law. The Senate resolved, House concurred.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized to speak to the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is just our adjournment resolution that adjourns this body until a date certain on January 27th, 2021, which is what the statute requires us to do. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion and debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 2 on its second reading. All in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Joint Resolution 2, having passed its second reading, will without objection be read a third time.
Senate resolved. The House concurring.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Chatham, Representative Reeves, rise.
Mr. Speaker, it's a point of personal privilege. We can finish the vote first.
All right. Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Joint Resolution 2 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Resolution having passed its third reading is ordered and rolled. The gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I just want to recognize a person that I happen to have a particular affinity for that's here today. My father, Robert Reeves, is able to attend for the first time in a couple of terms due to my mother's health. He hasn't been able to come, but he did come today. And he was a recipient of the Longleaf Pine and has just received that. And I'm very proud of him and very happy for him. He has served for 30 years as a county commissioner in Lee County. He's our longest serving county commissioner ever. And despite that, I got into politics. But with that being said, he has meant the world to me. He has done nothing but be supportive and be a guide and be my hero. And I was very happy when he did receive this award, and I just like to recognize him today.
And where is he right
he
now?
He is right here in the back of the...
Please join me in welcoming and congratulating Mr. Reeves. Thank you for being here, sir. Mr. Reeves, we're glad to have you with us. You did well with your son. We enjoy serving with him. We're now to the point of notices and announcements. Having concluded our business, are there any further notices and announcements? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn pursuant to Senate Joint Resolution 2 to reconvene on Wednesday, January 27th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Dixon, that the House do now adjourn pursuant to Senate Joint Resolution 2, and that we do adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, January 27th at 12 o'clock noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House stands adjourned.
The enrolling clerk reports the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of Secretary of State. Senate Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution adjourning the 2021 regular session of the General Assembly to a date certain as approved by law. Special message from the Senate, Senate Chamber, January 13th, 2020. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to your honorable body that pursuant to a proclamation issued by Governor Roy Cooper on January 11th, 2021, Sidney Batch has been appointed to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Senator Sam Searcy from District 17. Senator Sidney Batch will occupy seat 31. Noted.